Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and tonight we have a very important topic, depression, which affects a lot of millions of people daily. So tonight we're going to discuss the what is depression, how to treat depression, and in about 30 minutes we will be joined by our dear, beautiful sister, Denise Muhammad. She has a new book out, and ways of treating depression with some essential oils. So she will be here to discuss her book, and probably the second, well, in about, I'm sorry, I'm starting a little late today, but nevertheless, we're here. I'd like to, first of all, thank Allah for all of the blessings and, you know, good spirit, and though we all have issues and problems, but nevertheless, he has really given me a positive look on life, and so I thank him so much for that. So I want to definitely give praise to Allah. Also, I'd like to thank all of the listeners who are listening. Please tune in if you have any questions about depression or someone that is depressed, or if you find yourself depressed, because we all get down sometimes. But, you know, the thing is, some people, you know, have depression and they can't seem to come up out of it, and that is what they call clinical depression. Then there's sometimes life, you know, bring different things in our lives. You know, you may lose a loved one. That is very a hard time to deal with those type of issues, or the loss of life. And sometimes, you know, you may lose a job, or, you know, or go through a breakup. So those things, you know, sometimes we may have a what I call a short-term depression or disappointment that, you know, sometimes life can bring. But sometimes that's a more severe depression when you have to get treatment, a self-psychiatrist, et cetera. But the thing is not to feel ashamed about it. You know, it's natural sometimes, or more than you think so. So seek help, and that's what we're about tonight, to try to bring some type of light, some enlightenment to this very, very serious problem. Just the other day, as I was reading the article, I'm sure many of you have saw the article where the two young couples were, I think her name was Mercedes, and the boy was Marquise, that they committed suicide. And if they had had, maybe they were depressed. Maybe they didn't have anyone to talk to, you know. And sometimes it's good to listen to people to try to help them, because you never know what someone may be going through, you know, not to judge, but if you see, you know, some kind of different behavior that they're, you know, behaving differently or erratic or sad or just different, and then, you know, I would say pay attention to that, because we definitely would like to help, you know, our people who are going through, you know, depression, that it won't lead to being suicidal. So with that, I'm going to just read a bit about depression. Then I have a couple of clips on it. And like I said, for those that want to tune in, want to write in, ask questions, et cetera, please do. Thank you so much. Okay. First, question is, some people want to know what is depression, or what are signs and symptoms of depression? Depression, what is depression? Depression is a real illness that impacts the brain. Anyone suffering from depression can tell you it's not imaginary or all in their head. Depression is more than just feeling down. It is a serious illness caused by changes in the brain chemistry. Research tells us that other factors contribute to the onset of depression, including genetics, changes in hormones, levels, certain medical conditions, stress, grief, or difficult life circumstances. Those are some of the causes. Any of these factors alone or in combination can precipitate changes in brain chemistry that lead to depression's many symptoms. Okay, depression is a serious condition. It's also, unfortunately, a common one. The World Health Organization characterizes depression as one of the most disabling disorders in the world, affecting roughly 1 in 5 women and 1 in 10 men at some point in their lifetime. It is estimated that 21% of women and 12% of men in the USA will experience an episode of depression at some point in their lifetime. Depression does not discriminate. Men and women of every age, educational level, and social and economic background suffer from depression. There is no area of life that does not suffer when depression is present. Marriage, parenting, friendship, career, finances, every aspect of daily living is compromised by this disease. Once an episode of depression occurs, it is also quite likely that it will occur again. And the impact of depression can be even more severe when it occurs in combination with other medical illnesses such as diabetes, stroke, or cardiovascular disease, or with related disorders such as anxiety and substance abuse. So depression are made worse by the fact that most people suffering from the disease are never diagnosed, let alone treated. The good news is that when depression is properly identified and treated, its symptoms are manageable, and there are many effective strategies for living with the disease. Depression and bipolar disorder are both treated most effectively in the early stages when symptoms are less severe. Okay, we're going to look at what causes depression. Although scientists agree that depression is a brain disorder, the debate continues about exact causes. Many factors may contribute to the onset of depression, including genetics, characteristics, changes in hormones, certain medical illness, stress, grief, etc. We've gone over some of those causes earlier. And the next topic is what are the symptoms of depression. Depression commonly affects your thoughts, your emotions, your behavior, and your overall physical health. Here are some of the most common symptoms that point to the presence of depression. Okay, your feelings, you feel sadness, hopelessness, guilt, moodiness, angry outbursts, loss of interest, and friends, family, and favorite activities, including sex. Your thoughts are troubling, concentrating, you have trouble making decisions, trouble remembering, thoughts of harming yourself, delusion, and or hallucinations can also occur in cases of severe depression. Okay, behaviors, withdrawing from people, substance abuse, missing work, school, or other commitments, attempt to harm yourself. Physical problems include tiredness, a lack of energy, unexplained aches and pains, changes in appetite, weight loss, weight gain, changes in sleep, sleeping too little or too much, and sexual problems. Okay, of course, all of us can expect to experience one or more of these symptoms on occasion. An occurrence of any one of these symptoms on its own does not constitute depression. When health professionals suspect depression, they commonly look for clusters of these symptoms occurring regularly for 2 weeks or longer and impacting functional aspects of the person's life. Okay, I'm going to read one more, then we're going to go to a clip. How could you be suffering from depression? Together with a health care provider, you can find out whether what you are experiencing is depression, bipolar disorder. A chart a course to feeling and functioning better. This website provides tips and tools for starting that conversation with your primary care physician or nurse practitioner or with a community health professional. See from with your health care provider. Prior to engaging your doctor or health care provider, you may find it helpful to know more about how depression and bipolar disorder are diagnosed. Experts commonly employ a series of questions called a screening tool to identify depression, to walk yourself through the same questions, same questions, click on Are You Depressed? Once you have completed the questionnaire, you can share your answers with a professional to determine your best course of action. Okay, with that, we're going to listen to a clip on depression. And feel free, please, to, you know, if you have any questions, write your questions if you have any. Like I said, in about 10 minutes or so, we are scheduled to have Sister Denise on tonight, Denise Muhammad. And we will be, of course, tonight we're discussing on depression. What is depression? How to cope with it or treat depression. The second hour, which for the next 10 minutes or so, she is scheduled to appear because I forgot I did so. At the start of the show a little later today. But she has a book out, and it's called Treat Depression Naturally, 7 Life Essential Oils That Can Help You Fight Depression. Okay? So with that, we're going to listen to a clip.
Depression is the leading cause of disability in the world. In the United States, close to 10% of adults struggle with depression. But because it's a mental illness, it can be a lot harder to understand than, say, high cholesterol. One major source of confusion is the difference between having depression and just feeling depressed. Almost everyone feels down from time to time. Getting a bad grade, losing a job, having an argument. Even a rainy day can bring on feelings of sadness. Sometimes there's no trigger at all. It just pops up out of the blue. Then circumstances change, and those sad feelings disappear. Clinical depression is different. It's a medical disorder, and it won't go away just because you want it to. It lingers for at least 2 consecutive weeks and significantly interferes with one's ability to work, play, or love. Depression can have a lot of different symptoms. A low mood, loss of interest in things you'd normally enjoy, changes in appetite, feeling worthless or excessively guilty, sleeping either too much or too little, poor concentration, restlessness or slowness, loss of energy, or recurrent thoughts of suicide. If you have at least 5 of those symptoms, according to psychiatric guidelines, you qualify for a diagnosis of depression. And it's not just behavioral symptoms. Depression has physical manifestations inside the brain. First of all, there are changes that could be seen with the naked eye and X-ray vision. These include smaller frontal lobes and hippocampal volumes. On a more micro scale, depression is associated with a few things: the abnormal transmission or depletion of certain neurotransmitters, especially serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine, blunted circadian rhythms, or specific changes in the REM and slow wave parts of your sleep cycle, and hormone abnormalities, such as high cortisol and deregulation of thyroid hormones. But neuroscientists still don't have a complete picture of what causes depression. It seems to have to do with a complex interaction between genes and environment, but we don't have a diagnostic tool that can accurately predict where or when it will show up. And because depression's symptoms are intangible, it's hard to know who might look fine but is actually struggling. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, it takes the average person suffering with a mental illness over 10 years to ask for help. But there are very effective treatments. Medications and therapy complement each other to boost brain chemicals. In extreme cases, electroconvulsive therapy, which is like a controlled seizure in the patient's brain, is also very helpful. Other promising treatments, like transcranial magnetic stimulation, are being investigated too. So if you know someone struggling with depression, encourage them, gently, to seek out some of these options. You might even offer to help with specific tasks, like looking up therapists in the area, or making a list of questions to ask a doctor. To someone with depression, these first steps can seem insurmountable. If they feel guilty or ashamed, point out that depression is a medical condition, just like asthma or diabetes. It's not a weakness or a personality trait, and they shouldn't expect themselves to just get over it, any more than they could will themselves to get over a broken arm. If you haven't experienced depression yourself, avoid comparing it to times you've felt down. Comparing what they're experiencing to normal, temporary feelings of sadness can make them feel guilty for struggling. Even just talking about depression openly can help. For example, Research shows that asking someone about suicidal thoughts actually reduces their suicide risk. Open conversations about mental illness help erode stigma and make it easier for people to ask for help. And the more patients seek treatment, the more scientists will learn about depression, and the better the treatments will get.
Okay, thank you again. This is Sister Pamela Muhammad, and tonight we're discussing depression. And I did this show because I've see a lot of people who are going through depression. And like I said, sometimes, you know, we all get down, but it's different when you're being what they call clinical depression. That means you don't want to, you can't sleep. You don't do not your thing that you've been doing or normal things. Like some people don't want to go to work, they can't get up, they just lost, the zest for life. And so that's why I'm having this discussion tonight. We're all scheduled to have our beautiful sister Denise Muhammad on. She has wrote a book about seven life essences. That she have come across it, she said that would be very helpful to those who are going through depression. Also, like I said, a lot of our people, especially our young people, are taking their lives. And that's why I also wanted to do the show, because it hurt to me to see that last week when I saw the young couple. I think she was, they was in, like 20, I believe 20, 21, if not that old, but they were very young. Sister was in college. She killed herself, I believe, on April the 20th. And then her boyfriend killed himself on April the 22nd after she killed herself. And he left like a message on Facebook saying the reason he, you know, I don't know what that's the main reason or the only reason, but he, you know, it also, why he killed himself, because he said he was getting a lot of, like, hate mails, or they were blaming him for, you know, her death. And, you know, if we had to know that, if someone had to know how bad that she was, you know, the thing that she was going through, and they could have stopped that, you know, because these are two beautiful lives, they could have been saved. And so I want to do this show too. To help that, to prevent that. So if anybody is going through a depression, and then seek help. Whatever I can do, you know, write to me. I will try to get you hooked up with the right person. You can submit some questions or submit the problem. It may not be you, maybe a family member, etc. But nevertheless, this is a serious problem in our community, and we definitely have to do what we can to stop this beautiful life that's been essentially even getting a chance to live. And so with that, I think our dear beautiful sister is online, and so we're going to bring her right on in. Let me see if that's her. Let me take that number. One second here. Okay. Let's hope this is our number. Let me see if she's, I think she's calling in here. Let me make sure she's online. Okay, hold on. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're having some technical difficulties. We'll be right back with the Initiative Radio Network.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, It's based on you interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33webs.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed.
Sister Denise, are you online?
Yes, ma'am.
As-salamu alaykum. Well, ma'am, welcome to the Music Radio Network. Yes, ma'am, I hear you loud and very clear, and it's such a beautiful, it's always an honor to talk to you, sister. I'm just excited that we're going to be the first one, hopefully, to, I hope we're the first one. You may have been on other shows, but nevertheless, we want to be the first one to introduce your book and talk about depression, which is very, very common, illnesses that is going on in our community and in the world as a whole. So it's very important that
yes,
we do talk about that. Yes, ma'am. So I'm gonna, let you come on and talk about it, and we're gonna definitely, with a lot of help, we're gonna get some treatment up in here. So, first of all, I had read earlier. Yes, ma'am. So come on, sister, and tell us about your book, the things that you have come across, and what has helped. What has helped me? You know, the illnesses and what we can do to help our people. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, sister. I will have just a couple of questions. What is depression? I read that earlier. You can, go into that first and et cetera. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, family. I'm Sister Denise Renee Muhammad, and I just recently launched a book called Treat Depression Naturally, 7 Life Essences That Will Help You Fight Depression. And the reason why I chose that topic for a book, because I know a lot of people that suffer with depression, and as I was doing research on it, it's like more than 15 million American adults are going through depression. And it's really, in the pharmaceutical industry is pushing, the antidepressants, and research has shown that actually, makes the situation worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I know personally from a friend that was going through it that used those antidepressants, it actually, made thoughts of suicide. As they say, that's one of the side effects of taking those antidepressants. And since I'm into, all natural health and wellness, I wanted to present another way, a natural way that we can help ourselves to have a healthy emotional state by using essential oils. So that's why, that was my reasoning why I chose that topic, because a lot of us go through that. And people may be depressed and not even realize it or not even know it. Some of the symptoms is sadness, irritability, lethargy, insomnia, loss of interest in everyday activities, and just a general feeling of being unhappy. So my intention for writing the book was to give us a natural way to support a healthy mental state.
Beautiful. Wow. I'm loving it. It's so inspirational. And that's beautiful the way that Allah has chosen you to help, with such a major and such an important cause that is, that we have as a people, as a universe. Yes, ma'am. And I know several people, sister, who are going through depression. I think a lot, sometimes, of course, we all get down. I mean, I've gotten down, cried 2, 3, yes, ma'am, 4 times. Hello, help me, Lord,
Yes.
But Yes, ma'am. Well, by the grace of Allah, you know, he has given me overall a good, positive spirit, and I thank him so much for that.
Right.
But, yes, ma'am, everybody can't, you know, say that. Yes, ma'am. And so I don't want to just talk, you know, talk too much, but, you know, I have been around people who I've seen that they're, like, sleep a lot.
Right.
Don't have, you know, they just want to sleep or they just grouchy. And, yes, ma'am, everything that, you know, like the sun is bright, they say, no, it's cloudy. It is sweet,
right.
No, it's sour. You know, just, I'm like, oh, my God. So, yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. So, yeah, beautiful. So just going to some of the causes that you may have read upon or experienced of why that people are depressed, and then we will go into your treatments that you have found and the ways that you found to cope better with it instead of getting on the jewels, like you say. Why in the world would someone, you know, want to use a substance that's going to cause them to want to kill themselves? That doesn't make any sense. Of course,
exactly.
That's what the pharmaceutical question.
Yes, ma'am. I was.
Yes, ma'am.
I had the TV on the other day, and you know how you just—I wasn't really watching it, but you know how the commercials play, and they were actually talking about antidepressant drugs, and they had this beautiful music playing in the background. I mean, it's just really make you feel really good. And but then they say, now, if you take this, it may cause thoughts of suicide. It may cause heart palpitations. It may cause this, it may cause that, but they had this beautiful music in the background, you know, as the backdrop, but saying all this other stuff, it may cause thoughts of suicide. If you feel like you want to commit suicide, go get help. You know, I mean, why would somebody want to take that? But a lot of us don't know or don't realize that it's, you know, out there that can help you with that. And everything starts with our thoughts, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we kill ourselves daily by the way we think and by the way we eat. And our thoughts and what we eat, it all goes hand in hand, because if you're having negative thoughts, then that's creating a chemical reaction inside of your brain, and then you start feeling down and you down in the dumps. But we just have to stop sometimes and just, if we can just show some gratitude when you start feeling like that, just and show some gratitude, like get a piece of paper and a pen and write down five things that you're grateful for, and it could really turn your whole outlook around if we just stop and be grateful. I heard Brother Jabril say one time, depression is a sign of ingratitude.
Wow.
So if we
isn't
could
that
stop,
yes, ma'am.
And I know, you know, I did the 90 days of gratitude, and literally it makes you happier, makes you feel, and I bear witness, it makes you feel happier when you just stop and be grateful, you know, every little thing that you have in your life, because somebody out there, it's always somebody out there in a worse, you know, situation than you are, that we think we're just going through it alone. But, you know, just get some help. Talk to somebody, you know, before you just, life is too precious just to be taking our own lives because of some madness, you know. Just,
yes, ma'am. Oh, wow. Beautiful, sister. Beautiful insight that you're sharing with us. You're absolutely right. And let me share just this small, well, not small story, but I don't know if you are aware or read it. Maybe I saw it through Facebook, but Brother Maurice had shared with me a story last week where it was a young couple, beautiful couple, the young girl, I guess she was about, give or take, 18 through maybe 20, and the young man, I think he was like 21. But nevertheless, on April the 20th, she killed herself, sister. I'm like, oh, my, she's a beautiful girl. And they said she, you know, they didn't see any signs. You know, her coach said that, I don't know, you know, her family's praying what they say because I haven't heard that side of it. But nevertheless, after she killed herself, they gave him so much, I would say, flock or negative energy, like, you know, you're the one, the reason she killed herself, or et cetera, to the young man went and killed himself on the 2 days later. So, you know, it hurried me to read that because these beautiful lives could have been, you know, saved. Or, you know, they may have been going through depression, but no one paid attention to them. And they could have gotten help. So, yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, please do tell us more about your book and the treatments or the ways that you saw better to treat depression than what the pharmaceuticals or doctors are, you know, giving people that cause the problem to get worse instead of better. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. What I've did, you know, the research on the essential oils, and they're actually essential oils, and what an essential oil is, I'll explain just for those who may be listening that have never used them or don't know what in the world an essential oil is. It's basically the life essence of a plant. Just like we have, as humans, have blood flowing through our body, well, the life essence of a plant, that's what the essential oil does for the plant. It's the lifeblood of the plant. And so we can use that to help ourselves. And there are so many different, you know, oils that do different things, but I found the top seven that help treat depression. And just from inhaling an essential oil, it can uplift your mood, uplift your spirit, and there's a lot of science behind it and why and how it does that, but it really can. And so that's what the book is about. I list the top seven essential oils that can help you to uplift spirit, help you to feel more energized. You can use it as often as you like. I mean, you can't overdose on it because it's all natural. It's from the earth.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
What God provides. We come from the earth, so all of our solutions come from the earth. And depression has a lot to do also with what you eat. If you sit around and eat Cheetos, Doritos, Fritos.
I can't say that right now. Well, you hear me.
Processed food, all of that stuff has chemicals in it. And as the minister said last night in his talk on that radio station, that all of our organs can be healed through nutrition. And essential oils is another way to nourish your body. You know, it has the life essence, say lemon oil. That's one of the oils that I talk about. And it immediately, just from inhaling it, it will uplift your mood. It even has the power to make you feel happier. That's how powerful these essential oils are. And they can combat negative energy. I mean, it's a science to it.
Yes, ma'am. I tell you what, sister. I'm gonna have to get that book and some essential oil. I really am. I'm getting my mind tomorrow, and I'm gonna have to get that book. It sounds absolutely beautiful. Seriously, though, I want to share that and like I say, get more into essential oil. So I do have to buy me some more. Like I said, the first one, I don't know what happened to it, but I definitely going to look at your site tonight before you get out, definitely give your information so, you know, people be aware and they can order the book and get some help and start living this life. We don't have one life, and we definitely have to make the most of it and live our life to the best of our ability and not just exist. You know, a lot of people are just, yes, ma'am, exist. I don't want to just exist. I want to live to the fullest of what Allah, you know, will provide for me. And so I'm loving it. So, yes, ma'am. So tell us a bit more how your book, how we can get the book, Yes, ma'am, et cetera. And then before we go again tonight, we're going to pull that book again. Yes, ma'am.
You can go on Amazon.com, and it's on Amazon. The link to the site is bit.ly/lifeessences and the number one. Life
okay.
Essences and number one. bit.ly/lifeessences1.
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful. So
it'll take you directly that link will take you directly to the book to purchase it. And, you know, the aromatherapy is so powerful. The fragrance of an essential oil can directly affect everything from your emotional state to your lifespan. Mm-hmm. It can give you longevity. And this is why I go live, even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm, you know, I still do it because we don't understand the power of these essential oils because a lot of them are adaptogenic, meaning that whatever it is that your body needs, it will adapt to it. So that's another way but you know, how we can nourish ourselves. If you're having a hard time eating one meal a day, you can take some peppermint oil, take the top off of it, and just inhale it, and it will help to curb your appetite. It will help you to feel full instead of you sitting down eating, you know, before it's time. That's how powerful aromatherapy is.
Well, I definitely need some of that to curb my appetite. yes, ma'am. That would be the first one over this and then the other one. Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. I love it, sister. What a beautiful wisdom that you are sharing with us tonight. Let me see. Do we have any callers or submit questions? If you are online, please. Definitely. Give us a call so you can talk to our dear sister and she can share a lot of this beautiful information and the wisdom that she is sharing to give you a better abundance of life. And that's what it's about here.
Exactly.
So, and to the meantime, yes, ma'am, until we get some calls, we're going to continue to talk about these great oils and how to combat this problem that we have for us, depression. And I knew that, excuse me, that depression was, you know, definitely a issue, but I had no idea that it was so prevalent in our community, ma'am. I sure did.
Yes, and it stems from stress, too, because if you look at the word depression, depression is like something is pressing on you, and it's stress. This that we live in has you so stressed out. You got to go to work. You got to, you know, pay the bills. It's just so much. Everybody's in a hurry. You know, you got to rush and single parent homes. Everything is a lot of pressure, and that's what causes, one of the causes I feel that, you know, the reason why people get depressed because they're so stressed out, and stress kills, and we really have to take time out for ourselves and take care of ourselves, because this world, if you don't take care of you, nobody else will.
Yes, ma'am, you made some valid points right there. You're absolutely right about the stress that we have to endure in this, what we call a lifetime, like you say, overworking from sometimes 8 to 10 hours or even 12.
Right.
To put food on the table.
Dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. You are so right. Not only one. You hit it on, you said it's a great prompt. You said 2 to 3. And you're absolutely right. Then, if you're a mother, you know, you're trying to take care of your babies, and don't even mention if you don't, you know, have a significant other or a husband at that moment.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And then trying to get them to school and make sure that they're being productive citizens. And you might have to, you know, volunteer at your mosque or your church. And it's a lot. You have problems that unfortunately. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Actually, go ahead, sister. You're sharing. I'm loving this information.
Seek refuge in Allah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, spirituality. You know, needs to be in place, and prayer is so important. Prayer is like an affirmation. You know, we have to speak life over ourselves daily and mm-hmm. seek refuge in Allah, because it is so much going on and so much out there. It's like it is a war on us.
Yeah.
And we have to take care of ourselves and what, you know, just seek other alternatives as far as depression, other than these psychotic drugs that they're putting our people on.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Yes. Oh, my God. You're so right. I mean, I do sometimes at the commercial, and, you know, they say certain medicine would treat this, and then they say it would treat this, but it's causing other side effects. That's 100 more side effects. It causes your body to break down and you to go crazy or I mean, I'm like, oh my God. So why would a person even want that? They might as well deal with the one or two things that they're dealing with instead of adding 30 more. Yes, ma'am. This is ridiculous. So I'm so glad you're on, and like I said, more people definitely need to look into like you said, these natural essential oils that you have. And that would be absolutely great if they would do that. Yes, ma'am. So we're going to take a very short commercial, and we're going to be right back with our dear sister, Denise Muhammad. She has a book out that would naturally treat depression. So everyone, please tune into it. Please submit your questions. I'm trying to get my questions up here. Usually it's sent to Brother Maurice, but I have to. Please, you can send them. I just put my phone number on the initiative. So you can text the question or submit them via through the blog talk. And with that, we're going to take a short commercial. We'll be right back with our dear beautiful sister, Denise Muhammad.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. O. Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
Okay, thank you again, and welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and we are here with our dear, beautiful, and very, very intelligent sister who is sharing with us tonight how to treat depression. Depression is a very, like I said, serious illness that is affecting our lives every day, and so she's here to share. She has a new book. She will be talking more about that and ways of combating and dealing with depression. So, yes, sister, let me ask you this. Like you said, that's a lot of stress in our daily life, and you're absolutely right, because sometimes I'm like, man, it's just not enough hours to do what I'm trying to do here. You know,
right.
It gets a bit overwhelming. It really does. I'm like, oh, my God. So you're right. I have to seek refuge. And like the honorable, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, gave us the prayer to seek that the refuge prayer at least 70
yes,
times.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And I found myself saying it 70 times, seems like. Yes, ma'am. We have to constantly, you know, oh, I seek that refuge in the Lord, because sometimes different things just comes up that you're not even expecting it to come up. You know, and like you said, also, I try to find something to be grateful for every day, that when I wake up and, you know, thank God that he's giving me another day. You know, I look at my life, you know, and I think about this, what, you know, I can do, or that what I can do. It may not even just for me, but maybe for somebody else, just a little small something. And so
right.
I put out, oh, yes, ma'am, so I like to share that, and, you know, thank you a lot for letting me be able to see. You know, a lot of people can't see the beautiful green grass and blue sky and different colors that I do definitely enjoy looking at. Or, yes, ma'am, being able to talk, being able to breathe that's on their own. I mean, you know, just different things that, like you said, that definitely, if you look at what you have so much than what you don't have, and then, yes, ma'am, make you more and more appreciative. And so with that, we have a call on, sister. So let's go to this phone line, and I think I know who that is, but let me make sure. Yes, to radio, welcome, and thank you for calling in. Do you have a comment or question? Hello? Can you hear me? The number 2285, would you like to make a comment?
Well, you said Mr. Williams. I'm Mr. Shabazz.
No, I didn't. I just said that. But nevertheless, welcome, Brother Shabazz. Thank you so much for calling in. Meet our dear sister, Sister Denise.
Yes,
Assalamualaikum, sir.
Walaikum salam, Sister Denise. I'm just basically observing. I just got on and I saw the about depression.
Okay.
So I would like to hear more before I could ad-lib on anything. But,
Yeah,
I'd like to just see what our perspective is and proceed from there.
Yes, sir. Okay. Wonderful. Well, we're on here. The Sister Denise has a book out where she's have learned that she, the essential oils that can treat you know, this depression that is so prevalent in our community. And so she's going to talk about her book, and she's explaining different oils that we can use to combat, you know, depression or stress. You know, we also talk about how this world got, you know, it's so depressing. I mean, you have to work like a slave. You know, you may have your family, you have different maybe illnesses, so just a lot to deal with. And so, you know, we're striving to find better ways of dealing with depression instead of going to the pharmaceuticals, because those medicines aren't any good and make you even more, go insane, you know. They have one, like, you know, for instance, like me and the sister were discussing on the commercial, they're like, this is for, you can treat this, like, with this medicine, but it would cause 100 more side effects to you. So really you're losing. And so we're just trying to, you know, combat that. Yes, sir, brother. So anytime you want to elaborate.
Yeah, sounds like the sister is definitely now in her natural field. She was born to be this. She was born to be a physician for her people. And whatever endeavor she had in her early stages, you know, from her youth all the way up, this is what Allah's purpose was for her, was for to do this. Because anytime you're dealing with something that's that holistic and natural, it's definitely beneficial and it's definitely connected to the divine God, you know. And I believe that that's what is, you know, this is what we have to do, is that we have to start coming into our purpose so that we become the tools that the Creator wants for us. So she's right on the mark. I know she's using a science that is divine, and a part of that divine science is aromatherapy.
Yes, sir.
Because I would assume that if you're going to have oils, then it is the aroma that affects the brain, and of course, then the brain, whatever the aroma is, it triggers the particular changings of the person's aura.
Right, exactly. You hit it right on the head.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, yes, brother, too bad. That's what I'm talking about. I agree with the brother. Absolutely right. The proof is just stepping into her gift that Allah has given her. And definitely we need that in this day and time to heal ourselves, because, you know, that what we're, you know, experiencing with, you know, the pharmaceuticals and the regular doctors, yes, it's not getting it. It's not curing us. It's making us worse than what we, you know, when we went to them. So definitely we have to step back and take these teachings and cure ourselves and our people as a whole.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Yes, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Always a pleasure. Yes, sir. Wonderful.
Well, then,
yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to say was that I was listening to Phil Valentine, and he had kind of triggered something that kind of made sense. He talked about there's ways where your DNA can change through what you ingest, what you inhale, or even through your skin. So we're in a very dangerous time, because we're living in a world where they're affecting our DNA and changing our DNA for their purpose, and that is to keep us stagnated and keep us from our spiritual destiny and potential. So we need a correction of our DNA. We need to go back to the DNA that God intended on us to have. And so if aromatherapy, the natural holistic aromatherapy, corrects that DNA and puts us back on that God, you know what I'm saying, energy and that God aura, we definitely need that, because we are in a world that, like he talked about the, I think it was the chemtrails. And a lot of people think the chemtrails, that they're poisoning us, but the chemtrails been around since the late 60s. They've been spraying up there. So the thing is it's not that it's a fast-acting poison. What they're doing is they're blocking, they're attempting to put a particular chemical out there that will block the DNA, because there's DNA coming in on us from the atmosphere that Allah is putting in the atmosphere to change us into the people that we're supposed to be.
Yes.
And so they're up there trying to block it, but it's getting through. They can't do anything about it, because it's getting through anyway. And all you have to do is listen to our people, because they're telling you, they're speaking the language of the times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in the colloquial expressions. When we say turn up, we're talking about frequency turn up.
Right. Yeah.
when they say it's about to go down, they're talking about the end of time.
Right.
All you have to do is listen to our people, and they will tell you what time it is.
Exactly.
So that's why we had a man that gave us the message to the black man. He answered the question, because we were making statements towards each other that were in question form. Like we were saying, what's up? You're supposed to answer that question. When they say, what's up? You're supposed to say, the mother plane. It's got 1,500 baby ships on it, and it's a half a mile longitude and latitude. What's happening? The conditions that we're in, the fact that we're deprived of freedom, justice, and equality. Okay, what it is? Well, like I said, it's a half a mile by a half a mile, and it has 15 baby ships on it that have one bomb on each one. See, when they say these things to you, they're asking a question. They're setting themselves up for some teaching. So we at the time now where our people are starting to tune in and be and really be fine-tuned. And so the gifts are coming out. Sisters with healing gifts and sisters with the capacity and brothers with the capacity to heal and to cure our conditions. And people, you know, brothers and sisters coming up with herbs that are doing magnificent things that the medical world can't do, and they, you know, they want to destroy that because their job is to try to, you know, remove us from the population. So, yeah, I'm all for, you know, any of our people who have taken on a holistic approach to make some of the corrections and some of the things that we're going on, so that we don't have to take those medications. We don't have to have all these poisons in us because it's destroying us. It's not doing anything better. It's just causing other things that's going to fall apart, you know. So I just wanted to say that because I felt really inspired about that particular subject.
Yes, and aromatherapy, it is so powerful. Some of these oils, different oils that we have, can actually erase emotional trauma. That's how powerful, because it goes through the olfactory system, which is connected to your limbic system of the brain, which produces a hormone, like the brother was saying, to correct or even, you know, change your DNA. So he is exactly right. It is so powerful.
Yeah, because when I say change the DNA, when I said change the DNA, I didn't mean like to change it or make it foreign, but to change what they've done to us, because our DNA has changed. So we can correct it back to the natural.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying? It's a change for the better.
Right. Yes,
yes,
sir.
Ma'am.
And our thoughts have the power to do that with our thoughts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get in line.
Yes.
That God frequency. And we have the power to correct our DNA through our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
True.
So true. It definitely, I agree with that. We have to, you know, be mindful of what we listen to or who we listen to. That definitely, like Elijah Muhammad said, you know, our thoughts, that we definitely have to, you know, look at what we physically eat, but he said you have to look at what you think, what you put in your mind, et cetera. You know, that some thoughts may come in your mind. You have to fight those off of some negative people who are around you a lot. You know, right, you have to cut that out. You have to separate from that because that's your temple. That's your, you know, sainthood. That's your livelihood, you know, your mind, your body, your soul. So we definitely have to, you know, be mindful of that. And when someone comes in our territory that's not right or causing us havoc, you know, we have to be God's about it, like, no, ma'am, no, sir, you know.
You know what we put on our skin, because you can be using essential oils, but then you go on and buying some lotion that has these carcinogens in them, so you're kind of defeating the purpose. So we have to totally come out of her. We have to change everything. And like the minister said last night, we need to start growing our own foods, gardening, you know, because they can say it's organic, but do we really know, you know, we don't know what we're eating if we're not growing it ourselves.
That's true. And the thing is that we also have to watch the seeds that we purchase. You know, we have to make sure we really need some seeds that are from overseas. We don't need to deal with no American seeds. Because they're messing with that DNA and changing the characteristics of the seeds so that they can, like, not produce seeds, you know. They want to control the vegetation world to whereas you can't do any gardening. So a lot of the fruits they're testing to try to see if they can produce fruit and vegetables that won't give you any seeds so that you could practice it yourself.
Right.
So, you know, because they're so money motivated, you know, it's all about getting rich and finding scams, destructive scams to get rich, you know. So with the with that aromatherapy, do you recommend that that people also follow a strict diet and not to veer off just because of the sense that you're saying? Do you give them a dietary plan? Or do you tell them that this doesn't work if you are eating like this?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Because you have to, your diet, you have to change your diet as well, because it's not,
okay.
It's like going against the grain. You're using essential oils, but you're not eating right. So yes, I definitely advocate that.
In other words, it's like you buy a brand new battery, but then you turn around and you put water in your gas tank.
Right.
It's not gonna run well. You gotta get everything. You have to do everything on all cylinders.
And another thing I want to say also is that you have to be careful on what essential oils you purchase, because there are fragrance oils. There are synthetic oils. Those oils cannot be ingested. And the oils that I talk about in my book are 100% pure therapeutic grade oils that can be ingested, can be applied topically, they can be diffused. So those are the oils that I recommend as well. Make sure that they're 100%.
I'm assuming you have a website.
Yes, sir, I do. The link is bit.ly/DeniseROils. Don't turn that off.
Okay, I'm going to need Sister Pamela to send that over to me.
Yes, sir.
A messenger, because I'm horrible with remembering the last thing when it comes to numbers and letters and stuff. I'll be all jacked up.
I have to see it, you know, then I can comprehend it. But then someone said, no, I can't do that. Some people are able to listen and can pick it up right and not like that. But me, I have to see it, hear it, feel it. No, it's sort of, but
right.
I definitely have to see it. Yes, ma'am. But just put that, you know, put it on my page or your page, just and I'll share that to the word, the brother. Yes, sir.
I definitely remind you. Send me that sister's information. Don't forget that.
Yes, sir. I'm going to hook you up, brother. You know?
Okay, well, here's a question for the sister.
Sure.
What are your psychological categories and what, how many different aspects to the psychology does your oils affect? Do we have one for happiness? Do you have one for depression? Do you have one for anger? Do you have, you know, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. We have them for pretty much, I'm going to say almost everything, for joy, happiness, depression, anxiety, stress, even on the health side, as far as people that are struggling to keep their blood sugar levels intact, hypertension, inflammation, any type of pain, menstrual issues. Yes, sir, we got you covered.
So how does, if I'm breathing in the aroma, and let's say I'm using the one that is for inflammation, how does that affect the inflammation? If I have inflammation on a part of my body, how is it that when I ingest this fragrance, how does that improve and reduce that inflammation?
Yes, sir. When you inhale it or ingest it or apply it topically, it goes directly to the area of inflammation. Don't turn it on. And it soothes it. It helps to alleviate that pain from the inflammation. Yes, sir.
Okay. So hypothetically, when does it also do this? When you breathe it and ingest it, does the brain send a chemical signal to the area, because the brain is being is gathering information from this particular scent?
Right. Yes, sir. It does. It goes directly into the oak, and then from there it goes into the the limbic and other parts of the brain, and it produces a chemical mm-hmm. or a hormone to help to alleviate, you know, whatever that symptom okay. is.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm engaging you, I believe in you 100%. I just want to make sure that there's some listeners that they that you know your stuff and that this is not just something that has been concocted. You know
right.
exactly what you're talking about. So my engaging you is to kind of like help the audience, that anybody that has doubt, because, you know, I'm helping out here. That's why I'm on the show. I'm a helper.
Yes.
So I definitely
yes, I love sir. It. Yes, sir, beautiful, brother. Shabazz, I always bring such wisdom and positive energy, and I love it. So that's why I like, you know, brother, tune in and, you know, please bring that wisdom and, you know, help build this our new world that we definitely have to build. And so I love it. He always will bring such beautiful wisdom. I'll praise him to him. Yes, sir. Yes, sister, that is beautiful. Like I said, I love it. I'm definitely going to look into the oils. And as the brother was saying, you know, you were saying about that aroma and those that you didn't know your smell, but not, you know, and just as far as, you know, in your mouth, that type of thing. So I want to get, you know, those first. Yes, ma'am, and definitely, you know, we'll have to strive to get my diet a little more. I'm striving, you know, struggle a bit here and there. But nevertheless, as the minister says, stay in the struggle. So that's what Sister Pam is striving to do. Yes, sir.
That's right.
So how long, Sister, have you been doing this practice?
Going on 2 years now.
Okay.
I was introduced to it through Sister Tamora Muhammad. And
okay.
Yes. I haven't looked back, and I learn something new all the time just from doing my own, you know, research and studying and reading.
Okay.
It's always something to learn. And I'm currently, I went back to school to get my second bachelor's degree in Bachelor of Science in Health and Wellness, so I
okay.
can further help to heal myself and also our people.
Okay, so do the oils come in, like, different sizes? Do you have different packages, things of that
yes,
nature?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't want to interfere with the fact that I need to take my butt to the website, but, you know, just
no,
for the
sir.
Purpose of discussion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They come in different sizes. We have 5-milliliter bottles and then 15-milliliter. And we also,
okay.
what I really recommend is that anyone that is really seriously interested in investing in their health is to get our premium starter package. It comes with 10 essential oils, a
okay.
diffuser, everything you need, samples, everything, literature that explains more about the oils. You're going to get a lemon oil, frankincense, lavender. You're going to get 10 oils. A lot of the oils
okay.
that I talk about, that I go live on about on Facebook, are in the kit. So, yes, sir, definitely.
Okay.
That's what I recommend anybody that's seriously interested in improving their health using essential oils.
All right. I have a family member that suffers from fibromyalgia. So what would you
mm-hmm.
recommend would be a good oil for someone who has fibromyalgia? Now, mind you, I only did a little research on fibromyalgia, but I know that a lot of it comes from a past trauma scenario
mm-hmm.
that you internalized, and it affected the nervous system and got the whole system going haywire. Women mm-hmm. suffer from this the most.
Right. I definitely, I would have to look in my reference guide and see which ones would work best for that.
Okay. Yeah, because
I
know it's a connection between, I don't know, like the lymph nodes are part of it, you know, because lymph nodes are kind of helping in the, what do you call it, immune system. So they're,
mm-hmm.
It gets off balance. for whatever reason. Now, they say that fibromyalgia is very mysterious. The doctors still don't know a whole lot about it. They don't have a cure for it. They only have a way to survive with it, or that can bring you some ease, but they can't get rid of it, you know. Okay. So it's still a mysterious disease.
Go ahead, sis.
I'll definitely look and check into that for you. I don't know if we're friends on Facebook or not, but if we're not, we can connect Denise Renee Muhammad on Facebook, and I'll look that information up and definitely send you some information.
Okay, yeah, that's what I do when the sister sends me all of that you just said. Then I'll look you up and then let you know who I was so that you can, I send a reminder about the fibromyalgia situation because I'm basically setting everything up so that I can find out what oils we need to get or whatever so we can get that going.
Right.
By all means. So that I can communicate with others about who may not be on this program at the moment, but there are a lot of people that would be interested in that. So praise be to Allah for you and for your practice.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes. And as the brother was saying, the condition that he mentioned, there are so many different conditions that cover. I've never even heard of that. I'm going to have to get him to send me the name of the spelling of that so I can look it up. But there are so many illnesses that affect us that we suffer from daily, and with those odds, we can reduce that even, with Allah's permission, with our discipline, we can cure and have a better, healthier, and abundant life like the Master of Muhammad came, to give us. And so that's why
right.
I'm loving this. Yes, sir. And that's why it's such important to learn what the sister has to offer and to definitely, to apply it and share with our community and people. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother, for sharing
that.
Yes,
sir. Sorry, sir.
Yes. No, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm finished.
As you all were talking, I was just pulling it up, and it says it's an autoimmune disorder. And anything that has to do with the immune system, then there's a diet correct, something that needs to be corrected in the diet as well.
Okay.
But, I would just send you that information.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense because even if it's, so if it's in an area of diet, then she probably needs an oil that will inspire her not to eat the wrong things, maybe to take away the craving for maybe sugars or white starches or anything like that. So
yes, sir.
I'm sure that she has oils that probably cover that for cravings and stuff too.
Yes, sir, we do. So we definitely have to start with her diet, find out what she's eating.
Yeah. Yeah, my point is I don't think we can escape your practice. There's a category, some kind of way that we'll end up having to use.
Yes, sir.
we can't make excuses today.
Right.
In the spirit of Brother Nuri. I'm in the spirit of Brother Nuri right now. That's something
God.
He would have said. We can't make excuses today.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. No, have mercy. It's all right. Yes, sir. I'm going to stop making excuses starting tonight. Oh, boy, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, but beautiful enlightenment system that you're giving us in hope. And I'm going to definitely look into it and get more serious because it's definitely, if you don't have a good health, then you can't live life. You can't live it abundantly because you're so sick and tired, Yes, ma'am.
Right. Well, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking forward to because I know that's going to be a big sale. How to righteously attract a mate. Notice I said righteously. I don't want nobody to get turned on by the sin or anything, but if they could like trigger maybe a responsible black man, trigger him to see you in a divine light, not just from the lower self, you know,
right.
That might be a good thing too. A particular scent that a scent that a sister can wear that will trigger divine inspiration in a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's that rose. Mm-hmm. The rose has the highest frequency.
A lot of women don't realize that they have a natural capacity that Allah created in them to trigger a different kind of attraction other than the physical one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man can be enlightened by a woman's femininity and her gracefulness. He can be attracted to that. That is a pure attraction. That has no lust in it. But that attraction is stronger than a physical lust. It's stronger, and it's more foundational. It makes the man pursue her, and relentlessly, until you know he gets the finished product. You know what I mean? He gets the response that's necessary, but it triggers him to do all the right things that are necessary to be qualified to be able to, you know, win her over. So that's like, you know, I think somebody said there's a lot. I see women sometimes on Facebook. They'll say, is there such thing as, chivalry? Something like that.
Chivalry.
Yeah, because they're not getting that anymore. And part of the reason is because they don't realize you're stimulating the male from the lower region. That's why. It's not just all our fault. You're causing the man not to have that capacity because you got his head, you know what I'm saying, in the dirt when you should have him looking up, when you should have him looking at your divinity and looking at your righteousness and your righteous characteristics. Characteristics are beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And a characteristic should be worn just like you wear, you know, some tight clothing. You should be able to wear a characteristic that attracts the man, you know?
Right.
The voice, and everything, you know? So that's what causes righteousness. When a woman acts righteous, the man acts righteous around her.
Yes,
so
sir.
She's keen to the conditions. She can change the world overnight. She can say, you know what? We decided, you know, the black woman is like the Wizard of Oz. She could say, I know that the color was red, but today it's green. And so all the men are dancing around like trying to find green outfits. You know what I mean? Or she can determine a certain kind of man. She can say, well, you know what? I only want men that's in bow ties.
Mm-hmm.
And brothers are lined up at the mall trying to get a bow tie. What I gotta do? If she says I only want to deal with Nation of Islam brothers, man, white America is through because every black man in America is going to the Nation if she says so.
If she
says that there's no real man unless it's an FOI, every black man will become one.
Beautiful. Wow.
So
she's beautiful tonight for my brother. Keep sharing, brother.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's powerful.
I love
she's
it.
Powerful. So we could get into so many different subjects that stem from aromatherapy. There's so many, you know, links and so many factors that connect.
Yes,
know,
sir. Absolutely.
That make it all one thing. So, we got to heal on all aspects and all levels. We must heal on all aspects and all levels, you know. So it's been a while because I live in Chicago, so I don't smell flowers very much. But when I used to live in Georgia, and you could just walk down the street and smell the pine trees, and you know, you could smell the the blooming flowers that were on the magnolia trees, you know.
Right.
And that, you know, there's a different energy in Atlanta. It's the only place that we know that black women smile. If you, I don't know if you've ever been to Atlanta or lived there, but the sisters in Atlanta, they're different from any sisters on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is different. The frequency is different. I'm starting to notice frequency changes as you go to different cities and different territories. There's a different frequency for every territory and every city and every state. That's why I always believe that the states meant states of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be a whole lot more motivated and creative in a tropical environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever visit Miami, Miami has a high frequency. As soon as you step in Miami, you painting pictures in your head and you coming up with more Beethoven symphonies than you ever thought of, you know, because it's an environment of life.
And so,
of course, I mean, when you're living in a tropical environment, you're also smelling the flowers and the vegetation,
mm-hmm.
so that's got to affect you. So I'm going to lead everything back to the symptoms of aromatherapy.
Yes, sir. So would you say, brother, that people who live in more warmer climates or summer regions, that they are, because tonight we were talking about depression. I don't know if you're aware, but that a young couple killed. Committed suicide. First girl did it. She was like in college, you know, very young. It was on Facebook, my status, and I think the brother was named Marquise. But nevertheless, it was in April of 20. She killed herself, and then I think there was a couple. So when she killed herself, people was blaming him, et cetera. So I saw his about a minute of a video on Facebook, and he was saying, you know, he left a message that, you know, people just don't understand. He didn't cause her to commit suicide, but it was so sad because he couldn't take it anymore. They was blaming him, so he killed himself. So I thought about Sister Denise. I said, let's have a show where we can maybe prevent this, because two beautiful young people, a lot of people just killed themselves because they either may have been, suicidal or depressed from the start. Mm-hmm. No one knew it, maybe. And then, you know, all of a sudden, the she is gone. Then he killed himself 2 days after her. So it just touched me, it saddened me. So I just wanted to, you know, try to, bring some enlightenment on. So I would say, what are your thoughts on? Yes, sir. Your thoughts on, you know, depression and, and sometimes men be depressed, but they may not talk about it as well as openly as women. So could you kind of perhaps talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, the depression thing is, it's a little mixture of circumstance and ungratefulness is in there too.
Excuse me, earlier.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I was just talking about
mm-hmm.
ungratefulness and how it's linked to depression.
Yeah, because it's a giving up kind of mentality, because you're looking at disappointment. And disappointment
mm-hmm.
is only because you haven't went to work on other avenues that could correct whatever you were disappointed in to get
mm-hmm.
what you need or get what you want out of a life. A lot of times people
right.
are depressed because they're angry and they're upset and they've given up on the fact that something
yeah.
that they didn't achieve, they give up. And they don't look for, instead of looking for other avenues, they will just go into this this box,
right?
You know, a psychological box where they don't want to tell the world now because they didn't get what they wanted. And then also because
mm-hmm.
they're not looking at the fact that, hey, you're alive, you're breathing, you know, you got eyesight,
yeah,
your health is intact.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. And it's also, I think, unrealistic expectations when you expecting something. And
right,
we got to, I heard, I think it was Brother Nori, when he was talking about relationships when he came here to Houston a few weeks ago, and he was saying the worst thing you can do is have expectations.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Because you're expecting this, and then that person doesn't live up to your expectation. Now you know, you're upset, and then that's going to cause problems in the relationship.
Yeah.
So those expectations, we have to, you know, as they say, it is what it is. Let things be as they are. Live in the present moment.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'm kind of confused. We shouldn't expect, hold that person to what they say they're going to do, or what? And we just should say, they're not going to do it anyway, so I'm not even going to take their word. I mean, how do we supposed to look at this? I'm a little hip here. Because when a person says they're going to do something, I expect them to do it. If they're going to be there, I expect them to be there for some time. Yeah, that doesn't always happen. But yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not to take away from the natural expectations of human expectations. But it's just that when you start doing something to yourself, when you start self-sabotaging your mind, now you're ungrateful, because you're not looking at angles that might could help to improve that person to get to that level that you expected from them. You didn't consider, or you didn't put down a practical perspective or method of how I can correct this or come up with a solution. You're not thinking at all. You're not being a scientist anymore. You all up in your emotions now, and you're just going to be like, I'm just going to give up because this person told me they were going to do this, or this was going to happen, and it didn't happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tools of success might be right at your fingertips, and you don't even know it.
Right.
You know,
yes,
he told me he was going to be a chef, and that he was going to have his own restaurant or something like that. And you look up, and it's been 5 years in the marriage, and he hasn't budged. And so,
right. Oh,
and
wow.
So now all your girlfriends that you told the direction and the path that he was going in 5 years ago, they're on you, they're hounding you. So what's going on with that? I thought you said this and that. And so now, instead of not allowing that to affect you or what other people think, it's affecting you. So now you're not meeting certain requirements of your peers. So because you were living for them. You were living for image. So so now you get depressed because you think everybody laughing at you, or you think everybody thinks that you're a loser, and you know what I'm saying? And you're watching everybody else, and they seem to be successful with their husbands and their lives, and they seem like they're making progression. And everything that you hoped for and what this brother presented, it turned around that it didn't happen that way. So you got depressed. And you started getting down on yourself and self-sabotaging your mind, you know, inducing
it
even further, you know.
Yes,
but this looks like we need medical help. We need holistic help to get us to the next level. Sometimes we can't just do it on our own.
You're so right, but I don't want to keep the sister over her time because I did ask her to stay for an hour, and yes, sir. But I want to thank her so much, and our brother King, who was definitely a very important part of the network tonight. Beautiful discussion, a wisdom, enlightenment. I'm going to definitely take in what he said. So with that, Sister Denise, please give your information again, or your book, and the things that you're doing great things. Beautiful. I'm always inspired by you, sister. So I would send my light continuously to bless you, your beautiful sister, in and out. And I just wish the best for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Pamela, for inviting me to the show. I really am grateful for you. I thank Allah for you. And you can also go to DeniseMuhammad.com, and whatever area that I can assist you in, whether it's essential oils, natural skincare, or if you want a consultation, you can go to DeniseMuhammad.com and click on there, and it'll send an email directly to me. The book, Treat Depression Naturally, is on Amazon.com. And Sister Pam, I'll also send you the link so you can share that as well. And I'm on Facebook, Denise Renee Muhammad. I have a group on Facebook as well called the Self-Care Network, and you can join the group. I post information throughout the day to help us all on our self-care and wellness journey, because we want life and we want it more abundantly.
That's right. All right. Beautiful. Well, thank you again, Sister Denise, and thank you, Brother Ken Shabazz. Beautiful. Always such an important part of this network. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother, for the questions and the engagement. I appreciate it.
Yes, I will be on the website, and I'll let others know as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum,
family.
Assalamu alaikum, Yes, sir. Well, I guess so. All right. Well, thank everyone for tuning in. This is Denise, beautiful sister, Brother Ken Shabazz. Always a pleasure. I'd like to thank everyone for this topic. We will have more information and more shows about depression and how to overcome depression. And also, I will have, I'm planning on one for those, you know, that may be thinking of committing suicide, that so we can stop that and bring more of abundance of life to you. So with that, thank you so much. May Allah continuously to bless us. Peace and love, and good night. Thank you.